In the last 3 weeks, we've been given a treat with the Gospel of Matthew. In the last 3 weeks, we've heard parables that are only found in the Gospel of Matthew. 2 weeks ago, we heard the parable of the unforgiving servant. This reminded us that we will be forgiven to the extent that we forgive others. Last week, we heard the parable of the vineyard workers. Remember that? The guys are lining up till 5 o'clock. They all work. They all get paid the same. That's not fair. Remember that? That teaches us that our Lord's kingdom is open to everyone. And you can even show up late, but you have to show up. The time to seek the Lord is now. And I promised I would send you that picture of that man in Michelangelo's fresco, and I sent it to you. It's in your home by now. It should be in your home by now. The time to seek the Lord is now in this life, because none of us want to say at the end of our life, like that man being pulled down to hell, "If only I had known." Now, today we have a parable of the two sons. This is a parable not only found only in Matthew, this is one of the shortest parables we will ever hear. And we don't have a lot of details about it because it's so short. We do know that a man had two sons. We do know that he had a vineyard that needed work done in it. And we also know that this poor father must have had his hands full with these two clowns. One saying he's not going to work and then does. The other said he's going to work and then doesn't. I mean, the inmates are running the asylum. So you can interpret this in a couple of ways. First of all, clearly, our Lord is telling this to the Jewish leaders. He's in debate with them. He is disagreeing with them. And these two sons represent how the Jews will lose their salvation and the Gentiles will gain it. And then he ended in a way where he's not going to make any more friends. He tells the Pharisees that tax collectors and prostitutes are getting to heaven before they are. Our Lord always said what he needed to say. Another interpretation of the parable of these two sons is that these two sons represent what is going on in every human heart. We all have and live with the divided self. I want to do good, but I fail. And then I'm not even interested, but some way I come around and do it anyway. Vatican II described the human heart as in a dramatic struggle between right and wrong, good and evil, light and darkness. Our heart is in this dramatic struggle. We are divided. Today I like you, tomorrow I'm not so sure. Today I like my work, tomorrow I won't. Today I like the church, tomorrow I'll find a problem with it. It's a fickle human heart. It changes. And these two sons represent that divided self. So in that sense, it's good news for us, because our Lord knows our heart. Now, if that is our heart, today I love God, tomorrow I'm not so sure. If that is our heart, then that means that our journey to God is not going to be this constant, direct, perfect journey. It means that our journey to God is going to be more of a series of zigzags as we ultimately reach our goal. Today, I may. Tomorrow, I may not. And we ought not lose hope because of that, or be discouraged with the divided self. We ought not give up the journey, but we need to know the struggle it indeed is. I meet some people who cannot live with the zigzags in their life. They lose heart. They lose hope. They get down on themselves. Folks, we have a zigzag journey. And we just need to make sure that we keep it moving ahead. And we need to be patient with our divided self. Today's parable, like so many other biblical passages, reminds us God can live with an imperfect heart. The question we can walk out of here today asking ourselves is, can we live with the imperfect hearts of others? That's our challenge, to be above all people of charity. Amen.